Sinless, covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus. aren't you thankful that He's your Lord today? Thank the Lord He's risen from the dead and He's alive and here with us tonight in the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, here with the bride of Jesus Christ. As God's prophet took us back to that day on Calvary, what He did for us, our minds to look and visualize to see that Lamb, He said, covered in His own blood, bathed in His own blood for you and for me, so that today we could be covered with that blood and be sinless before our Creator. What a sacrifice. Lord, what can we do for You, Lord? Live that life for others so that they would see Jesus Christ living in us. Redeemed. We are the redeemed. All of our sins and trespasses and our failures hid underneath that blood. Satan tries to push you down and tells you how unworthy. How many times does he tell you you're unworthy to come up here and take this communion? How unworthy the worst the saints beat. But because of Calvary, I'm not worthy, but He is worthy. He made a way for me. He provided a way for me. That we come in commemoration of that great day. Let our minds go back into Calvary. As we take that kosher bread, represented that body He was talking about, broken. He said that wine, the juice of the grape, represented that blood. There's healing in it. There's salvation in it. There's eternal life in it. Father, thank You for the opportunity to come to Your table tonight. In representation of one day, that the bride of Jesus Christ, that we will all be together at a great wedding supper. Very soon, He says, we'll sit down at that great supper and then we'll cry no more. Why? Because He'll wipe every tear from our eye. Whatever you have need of tonight, when you take that communion, believe it. Because He is risen from the dead. And He is Lord. Let us hum it one more time as you're seated.
Thank you. in the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the 23rd verse, St. Paul speaking to the Corinthian church. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, take and eat, this is my body which was broken for you, this do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he also took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood, this do you as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew forth the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick and weakly among you, many sleep. For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for the other. Now, in obedience to this great commandment given here by St. Paul, let us just remember this, that we are guilty, that some way, somehow, the best of us are guilty before God. Because it is written of our Lord Jesus Christ, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. So we can only be perfect through our faith in his shed blood, for there's not one thing we can do to help ourselves. We have to trust in his mercy. So I shall pray for you, that God will forgive you for all your unworthiness. And will you pray for me, that God will forgive me for my unworthiness, while we're approaching the table of the Lord. We will pray silent, one for the other. Body of Jesus Christ, this kosher bread. He take bread, break it, gave to his disciples, and said, take ye and eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, author of everlasting life and giver of every good gift, look down upon the sons of man and forgive our sins as we in penance bow before thee. Unworthy creatures we are. And when we see the price that God paid for our sins by sending his Son, made in likeness of sinful flesh, and his precious body, I see the nail scars in his hands, in his feet, the thorn marks in his head, the pierced under his precious heart. This was all done for my sins and the sins of my people. This, Lord, we repent of our sins. This bread represents that broken body which we're to take in remembrance of him. O Father God, sanctify this kosher bread for that purpose. We ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. which we remember in your great, sacred, precious heart. As you that night knew that you were leaving your loved ones, you called them aside and cup of supper and said to them, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine, though I drink it with you anew in my Father's kingdom. We are looking forward to that day that when we shall drink this with you anew in the kingdom of God, that great noble night that shall come when the wedding supper will spread across the sky. We shall stand there redeemed by the blood that this drink represents. O God, sanctify this kosher wine to its intended purpose to represent the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And may everyone that partakes of this bread and wine, may they receive divine strength, health, heal their sickness, forgive their sins, Lord. Heal my sickness and forgive my sins. And make us thy people, thy servants, for we ask it in